Welcome back to eBay Radio, where you can listen while you list. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6Fit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You know, Lee, the holiday season can seem like one long marathon of listing, packing, and shipping.
We can only hope.
With us now to share her strategies for getting it all done while still enjoying time with family and friends is Diva Dawn Ralston. She's the founder and owner of Declutter with Diva Dawn, as well as director of Camp Clutter Be Gone. And she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. That's all one word. Okay, Diva Dawn, there are lots of things screaming for my attention during Q4. How do I get them all done?
Hi, Griffin Lee. Well, the simple answer to that question is you don't. You have to narrow your focus in Q4 and just concentrate on what's most important to you. So that I recommend sitting down and really thinking about it and deciding on 3, 4, 5 things that are what you're going to focus on Q4 and let all the rest go.
So what tips can you share about listing in Q4?
Well, set a goal, whether that's 3 or 13 or 100. Set a goal and put it out there. Share it with somebody, share it on Facebook, and then work towards achieving it. And if you struggle, reach out to the people that you've shared it with and say, hey, I'm struggling. What can you do to help me? You know, give me some encouragement. And track that goal. Draw an X in a calendar every day you make your goal or something so that you get the rewards, the feeling of accomplishment.
So, you know, my big problem is I say I'm going to do something. I'm going to go list, and I did this weekend, so, you know, gold marks for me.
Woohoo, gold star.
But, you know, most of the time I don't. I say I'm going to, and then I get distracted, or I get hungry, or I get...
Which is a different issue, you see.
Yeah, but I need to know what advice Dawn has for helping us keep our listing commitments. I just don't keep mine.
Well, you could enter into a listing challenge, putting it out on Facebook or telling Howie, hey, I'm going to go list 10 things today, and don't let me come back in until I've got it done.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not easy, though. He can't really prevent me from doing anything right now.
How convenient.
If you're a parent,
okay,
your kids monitor you.
You know something, Diva? I have an idea here.
What's
because
that?
It works for us.
Does it?
All right. Big old ugly whiteboard. Just as I'm leaving our studio, our home studio, to go down the hallway to the bathroom.
Right.
Big, ugly whiteboard with tasks on it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And big, ugly whiteboard. And unless those tasks are crossed off, you have not done them yet. And everybody can see them. So all of those things that you're mentioning, Diva, and I'm going to let you finish mentioning those. The things like setting goals and tracking your goals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Businesses have been doing this for years, haven't they, Diva?
Absolutely. Employee evaluations, for one.
Exactly. And the tracking of the goals, Griff?
Yeah, the tracking.
In sales departments, we always had those stupid thermometers, you know, that you're hoping goes up to the top, you know?
Yeah.
People have been setting goals and tracking goals in business for centuries, and like Diva says, they really do work.
They do.
So you've told us to set the goals, to reach out to others if we're having problems, and to track our goals. What's next?
You could theme each day of the week so that maybe today I'm going to list mugs, and tomorrow I'm going to list shirts, and the day after that I'm going to list flatware. And so you make each day a focus on one particular thing.
Oh.
And once you've got all that done, you're done.
Here's the good news, Griff. If you were to do your whiteboard now on your hallway, guess what you could mark off?
What?
25 bottles of cologne.
Yeah, I could do that.
Done.
Right? Yeah.
And it feels so good to have that marked off your list.
Yeah, it would.
So you're on your way right now, isn't he, Diva? He's on his way.
He is definitely
He's on
his
a
way.
Roll, as we say in the poker world.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend that rings a bell every time she finishes a listing. It
really?
Kind of lets her family know that she's actually working. So when the listing is done, ding, 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 she hits that bell, and then she goes on and does another one.
That's a great idea.
It's that very immediate reward for getting something done.
Mm-hmm.
You can ring my bell.
So we have set goals. reach out in case we need help.
Reach out and
track our goals, and then maybe have theme listing days where we list nothing but mugs one day, which is a good idea anyway, Diva, because it's easier to list when you're listing same stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Another way you could reward yourself is to put a jar or a dish by your desk, and every time you complete a listing, you drop a penny or a nickel or a quarter, something in that dish, and watch the money mount up as opposed to watching the listings mount up. Or something very physical. And at the end of a month, you maybe take that stash and go have a shopping spree or go out and have a latte if you've done pennies.
So we're talking about keeping our listing commitments now.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Right.
Griff knows what's going on here.
It's all pointed at me. I get this. I understand. I'm okay with that. I'm cool.
What about social media? You mentioned social media. How do we get all that listing done and our social media too?
Well, it's twofold in my book anyway. Number one, plan your social media ahead of time. Don't let it be a pop on social media and say, oh, I've got to say something to my people. I've got to go comment in this group. I need to put something on my Facebook business page. Plan it out. Spend maybe an hour or two a week and plan several weeks worth so that you know what you're going to talk about and you don't stress over what to say. But conversely, don't spend too much time on social media. Don't wander all around reading everybody else's
That's
stuff.
Me. I'm a wanderer.
You wander around and around and around and around and around.
I do.
Yeah. Yep. Kind of set a timer and say, I have 20 minutes, and then I'm done.
Yikes, just 20 minutes?
You could do 20 minutes morning, noon, and night.
All right.
Now, forget about the politics and stuff. Are you talking about, you know, when we go on with personal stuff?
When you go on with personal stuff, make it be a reward for the fact that you set these goals, you met your goals, so now I got some free time. Don't let wandering around doing all the personal stuff take the place of listing and the things that you decided you're going to focus on for Q4.
So we're talking with Dawn Ralston. She is also known as Diva Dawn Ralston. She's founder and owner of Declutter with Diva Dawn.
Yeah.
She's also director of Clamp.
Clamp?
That was good.
Camp Clutter Be Gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV because she lives in Las Vegas. And that's what the LV is all about.
Exactly.
And she's sharing her strategies for getting it all done during, you know, the listing, the packing, and the shipping for the holiday season. Because, Diva, we want to spend quality time, don't we, with our family and friends?
Exactly. And my way of doing that is I make that one of my priorities. For me, my three priorities for Q4 are wowing my customers, listing, and being present for my family's celebration of the season.
Yay!
And really being present, engaging,
really being
not
present.
Thinking of your business while you're eating that delicious dressing.
Yeah, regretting time I'm spending maybe baking cookies with someone, wishing I could be listing. You know, really being present in the moment.
Very important.
And judging everything that comes into my world during Q4 by those priorities. For example, I wouldn't learn to knit in Q4 because that doesn't fit into my three priorities.
Oh, I'm interested in that, though.
Well, but I knit when I get really full of anxiety.
Really?
You didn't know that, right, Griff, that I knit?
No.
I just don't make anything. It's a big, long scarf, blue.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
A great stress relief, really.
Yes. It is. It really is. But it, like I said, I'll take a picture of it tonight and show it to you. It's funny, really. It's all different stitches, too. I just do it when I, you know, really anxiety-filled. So I heard you just returned from an interesting trip.
Oh, wait. I did.
Really?
We took a 3-week cruise through Central America and the Panama Canal.
Oh, what fun.
Did you source?
No, I did not. I took a complete step back from eBay for 3 weeks and I shut my store down. I responded to a couple of questions, but I had very little internet on the trip, so I couldn't really even do much of that. We visited a lot of really interesting countries and saw a lot of people. And I did a lot of thinking. It was a great time to let my mind wander and to just appreciate life.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you did that.
It is very cool. Where in Central America? What countries?
We hit Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, and Honduras.
Wow.
What was your favorite?
Oh, wow.
Because you can get all the liquor down in Costa Rica.
Oh, and Guatemala. I think Guatemala was my favorite.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay. Why was that?
We went to a nature preserve and went kind of on a safari with all the animals, and it was just super interesting.
But not a safari to kill anything.
Oh, no. No, this was a look-see and point-your-camera safari.
Oh, okay. So basically what you're saying that we should be prepared for is sit down, first of all, and set our goals, which you know I love. Very important to set your goals for what you're going to do. November and December, we have two more months till the end of the year. And then, of course, we know January, we might get returns. We also have a lot of sales in January because people get money for Christmas.
Right, so be prepared for that.
So
get all those listings up and be prepared for the buyers to keep coming.
And where can they go to learn more about you and what you do, Diva?
Well, there's declutterwithdivadawn.com. That would take you to information about that part of my business. And then, of course, to my eBay store, which is Diva Dawn LV.
Thank you so much for coming on again.
It's always a pleasure. I always get inspired.
Me too. We'll see you next time, Diva.
Let's hope I can take it somewhere. This segment was brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Up next, open phones, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
How's your quality control button working? Early in my voiceover career, I recorded my first commercial in a new radio station. I proudly put it in the studio rack, and sure, there was one little tiny breath toward the end that sounded a little weird. But it's close enough, I thought. The memo from the boss read, "You are better than others, but you won't soar unless your spots are perfect. Do it over." Sad thing, I knew it before he heard it. There are professionals and there are the others. You want to be a professional. I knew it had a tiny glitch, but I didn't realize I was on the road to becoming another. Use your quality control button. It will serve you well.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.